Representative Chip Roy says no more to Biden's border crisis, president can go straight to hell. By Joshua Klein on August 10, 2023. Texas Republican Chip Roy slammed the Biden administration Tuesday for relinquishing border control to violent cartels, calling for the president to go straight to hell over his attempts to fight efforts to ensure safe borders. Speaking to host Stuart Varney on Fox Business, Varney & Co., Rep. Roy accused President Joe Biden, who does not care about our southern border, of having emboldened and empowered Mexican drug cartels. He is allowing it to become completely run by the cartels, he warned. Rep. Roy called on viewers to see Sound of Freedom, the crowdfunded film based on anti-trafficking activist Tim Ballard's pursuit to rescue child sex trafficking victims. If anybody has not seen Sound of Freedom, go see it. Go see what's happening in the world. Go see who has the power. Go see who is abusing these young girls, these young children, he said. We're allowing that to happen on our watch, he added. In response, he declared, his message is, no more. Governor Abbott is being sued, by the Department of Homeland Security, and by this administration because he dares to try to stop the flow at our border, to stop the death, the fentanyl, to stop the poisoning, to stop armed intruders. The president in this administration can go straight to hell, he asserted. The congressman argued that we have a job to do in Congress, as he called on Republican colleagues to refuse to fund a government that's at war with the people of Texas. We are not going to fund a government that's perpetuating the lawlessness and empowering cartels, allowing fentanyl to kill Americans, and allowing little girls to get raped in stash houses in Texas, he stated. Enough. Calling the struggle for safe borders our fight, Rep. Roy insisted he is tired of Republicans who are giving lip service to it, yet, for years have been supporting it because they want cheap labor. We need to recontrol our border, even Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets it, he concluded. We have an obligation to have a secure border. The remarks come as the U.S. continues to face record high levels of illegal immigration, with over 844,000 migrants either apprehended after crossing the southwest border or classified as gotaways during the first quarter of fiscal year 2023. In total, in nearly the first 2 years under the Biden administration, Border Patrol agents apprehended a record-setting 4.2 million migrants. According to the Department of Homeland Security, 144,571 migrants were allowed across the border in June, or almost 5,000 per day, up from the February welcome to 78,652 migrants. Watch/exclusive, John Rourke, I've found Chinese, Russian IDs at Biden's wide-open southern border. On Sunday, the Texas congressman spoke of Republican efforts to stipulate that any funding for the FBI or the Department of Justice be associated with policy changes by the Biden administration. In March, Rep. Roy delivered a scathing rebuke of his own party's inaction over border security, reprimanding fellow lawmakers for not living up to their campaign promises, as he called to cease spending money we don't have and to put an end to the country's lawlessness and open borders. Last year, he lamented that Americans continue to die as cartels profit, warning that the country is under invasion, as he accused the MIA Democrats of not caring about the impact of open border policies on Americans and migrants alike. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.